Well, we're very happy to welcome to the show now Bob Gain as part of our alumni spotlight, former Cleveland Brown. And first of all, Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Vic. I'm glad you invited me.
Well, we love the opportunity.
Let's
to
put some of the goodies out here on the table.
Yeah, we're missing some. We offer like water and some soft drinks, but
well,
none of the hard stuff.
Nice to get that at Lake Park. Let's get a little better than that.
Former tackle, middle guard, and end, and you were someone who is, of course, a standout on these great Cleveland Browns teams that you played for back in the day. I want to start with where you came from, because you were born in Akron. I mean, you're a local product, but you end up playing college in Kentucky, your college ball in Kentucky. Give me a pathway. How did you end up going from Akron to Kentucky?
Well, first I went to work in West Virginia after my dad died. I was 11 years old, and I lived with my mother, grandmother, and my aunt. So I grew up being bossed by three women. You know, I still have a lot of respect for women. And I just, my so-called stepdad, who wasn't my stepdad then, he was with the union in the mill. And he said, I'll get you a job this summer when you turn 16. That was during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll get you a job and you can work the summer before football season. And I said, well, good. Then I can, I'll bring lunch. And he said, you don't need a lunch. You'll sleep most of the time. I said, well, that's nice. So when I went in the mill, they met this supervisor. And he gave me told me what I could make in a day, 8-hour shift. And my eyes start seeing these dollar signs. And next thing I know, I got a pair of tongs about 2.5 feet long that you pull tin plate, steel plate out of the tank, and then they put it in a tinner machine. Well, old Bob decided that's the way he wanted to go. And I had, that was an experience. That I was there about 6, 7 weeks, 8 weeks before football season started. And I thought, well, I guess I can do this job. And I found out after that 6, 8 weeks, I went from 215 to 198 pounds.
Wow.
And it was hard, but I'll tell you, it made a man out of me. I come out of there, I was so muscle-bound, it wasn't even funny. And my grandmother told me one time, says, you know, you stay here and I'll cook for you, and you live at home and help take care of me. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be pulling boxes in that mill all my life. I ended up, I told my mother after I got out of the mill that summer and went to school, I said, I'm gonna get a scholarship or I'm going to college. And she says, I can't afford to send you to college. I said, Mom, I'll get a scholarship. Well, it just so happened to be that I had a great year as a junior and course as a senior, and I used to write it in the back of my algebra book every time I got a letter from a school, and I had 42 scholarship offers from Notre Dame to West Point to Naval Academy,
wow,
out west,
wow,
Southeastern Conference, Southern, Ivy League, you name it. And I end up going to Kentucky, and I was sort of glad because I wanted to be where a coach would stay for a while.
Sure.
And the Bear was there the whole time.
Bear
I
Bryant.
Was there.
To be with him at Kentucky and to hear the stories of how tough and demanding he was, can you even give any sense of what that
well,
was like?
I can't use that type of words I felt
right.
about
it. It's a family show,
time.
Bob. I just wanted you to know.
Well, yeah, I don't want to bring up any they call profanity. I thought about it a lot with him.
Yeah.
But he did work us. I mean, he worked our butts off. And I remember one time we lost a game and we were back at Sunday. Monday we scrimmaged, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we're playing Saturday. And the only nice part about a game, he couldn't come out on the field and stop the ball game and have us run wind sprints. I mean, that was the only thing that was thankful.
That was the
for.
Savings grace.
Yeah, gee.
That's a great story. Bob Gain joining us. He is, of course, a former standout Browns defensive tackle on 6 Browns Eastern Conference and 3 54, 55, and 64 NFL championship teams, 5 Pro Bowls. I mean, the honors for you, it's a well-decorated career. Bob, I want to ask you about the Cleveland years and being here with Paul Brown and being part of those great Browns teams. Some of your highlight memories of those.
Well, it was fantastic play with, you know, when you're winning, coach can say something or call you an idiot or whatever. But when you're losing, you don't appreciate it. You know, like, hey, it's not just my fault. We got some other players on this team. But I had a philosophy, me and Walt Michaels, we never read the sports page during the season. Because you can be a goat 1 week, you can be a hero the next week. And we just felt that we're going to play football the best we can, and whatever Paul Brown says. What I liked about Paul Brown, if there was something on the field that you saw, maybe we rang your bell and your eyes are a little glossy, let's work on you. You know, and you could tell him that.
Sure.
With Bear Bryant, Bear would tell you, hey, even if I'm wrong, don't question me. You know, it was complete difference, right, day and night.
Open-minded and, yeah, mentality in the NFL.
And, yeah, you know, one time I told Paul, I said, there's a submarine on the goal line. Take Mo Gillespie and have him dive over the top. Well, he called the play. Mo fumbled. We lost the ball. Now, he's looking who told him to run that play. And in the meantime, I'm about 20 feet away from him. I don't want him to know.
Okay, so sometimes not all the ideas are great.
And, oh, man, he was really upset. He kept looking around. I got away from him.
It was such a you know, an era. We consider this, you know, a gritty time, a very different kind of NFL, where a lot of things went, where you have so much enforcement now trying to, you know, protect quarterbacks, protect, you know, the, quote, defenseless receivers. I just think of it as then such a rough and tumble, almost Wild West atmosphere. Yeah, almost everything went.
You could head slap the guy in front of you, and, you know, there was a philosophy. The way the man's head goes, that's the way the rest of the body goes. So if I'm on defense charging, I'd hit that guard in front of me on the side of the head, his helmet, he's going to go that way. And right. I can get by him.
Yep.
But today, I mean, Jesus, I asked a referee one time, I said, how can you tell if a man's holding when everybody holds? He says, Bob, the only time we call holding, if it's at the point of attack where they're running the ball. And I said, in other words, to the right side, going between guard and tackle, somebody holds, you call it. But the left side, they could hold on every play. You don't call it. He said, that's right. And I said, you know what happens? The guy on the left side has been doing all that holding. He's getting the defensive man ticked off.
Sure.
And I said, all of a sudden, they run a play over on his side. And he figured, well, they don't call holding, so he hold, boom, get a penalty. And I said, it you know, didn't really make sense. And, of course, if the quarterback threw an interception, you went after him because he's fair game. He's allowed to tackle. You can block him.
Right. Right.
And, you know, slam his head against the ground, and so he's a little woozy. You know, that's the way the game went.
It's part of the deal. Being part of those three NFL championships, 54, 55, and 64, I know this is probably you really can't choose, but I'll ask you to choose anyway. Is there either the game itself or the season leading up to it? Is there anyone that stands apart from the other two that just a little more special, or were they all about equal?
54, 55, Otto Graham was our quarterback, and of course when he left, you know, it left a void because in 56 we had, I think we lost half the games. You know, they say, well, you lose, it helps build character. Crazy, I became a character that year. Even my wife will tell you that. But it was a grand thing to go through and win so many championships. I mean, even if we didn't win the championship game, we were in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good part. We had the nucleus of a team, offense and defense. People don't realize, back then, we had quite a defensive unit. Lenny Ford, Don Colo. I mean, Walt Michaels, you know, it was a Borny Lar, great.
I want to ask you about the teammates and the chemistry. You had, like you mentioned, Otto Graham. I mean, you were surrounded by some great Hall of Famers.
Yeah, Marion Motley, when I first came here, he was the fullback. And, yeah, it was a great group of players that we had. Frank Gatzke at center, and I mean, I just, Donnie Lavelli, McSpeedy, and we had a couple of best ends in a league there.
Wow.
And I was fortunate to be with a team that was a winner.
Well, we are fortunate to have you here sharing a little time with us, and I could see this segment going on forever, but unfortunately it can't. But I enjoyed every bit of it, and I thank you so much.
You sure cut me short.
Taking the time. No, great stuff, Bob. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Bob Gain joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.